glad to have you back with me and that you found a minute to yourself and you are ready to dive into Module 4, Lesson 1. Lesson 1 is about the established stage. We are about 15 days into this Breakthrough Branding course. What I want you to take away from Lesson 1 today is that the established phase is all about how to start out in a strong way right away. Earlier, when I showed you the branding compass, we talked about the established stage over here on the right, and that is what we are focusing on for this lesson. This lesson answers the question, where should you focus so that you can avoid the dreaded neutral zone? It will also help you understand how to make strategic branding choices so that you can stay away from that chasm of missed opportunity. And you will also see how you can leverage your introduction, which is one of your most valuable branding tools. I've talked about this neutral zone throughout the course, and where I begin to see it surface is here at the established stage. People make choices unconsciously that will keep them right there in that dreaded neutral zone, right out of the gate. That's not a race we want to enter, is it? We really wouldn't want to begin any race, would we? Where we start off very, very slowly, and we don't want that to happen in our careers when we take on a new position or join a new company. I want to remind you again of what I talked about earlier, the I-square factor, instant impressions. The established phase is all about a collection of these instant impressions. It comes down to three things. What do people see? How do you make them feel? And what do they hear? What do they see when they meet you for the first time? This includes a few things. What message does your appearance send? Are you dressing for the job you want or for the job you have? Are you polished? Do you look put together? Have you given any thought to your appearance and how it impacts your brand? Do you enter the room with confidence? This is a big missed opportunity that I see people have. When you walk into a room, whether it's for a networking event or a meeting, before you go in, do you pause for a moment and get yourself ready to enter the room with confidence? Or do you walk in flustered or dashing or rushing? We have to remember that there are different ways that we can slow down and change the pace of how we enter a room. I'm always having to remind people of what our moms used to teach us. Does your posture reflect strength? Shoulders back, chin up. Do you pause for a moment so you can collect your wits about you and then enter the room with confidence? Make sure that your posture reflects this. I want you to think about this. How do you feel? How do the people feel when they interact with you? You want to have an approachable demeanor. Do you walk around with a scowl on your face? Or do you have a pleasant demeanor that would actually draw people to you and have them feel comfortable approaching you? Is your handshake firm? We know this from way back in Business 101, but somehow we have become lazy when it comes to the handshake. I still make everybody that I coach practice this particular aspect, and we all need a refresher on this most important part of the introduction. Do you gain and maintain eye contact? Is your body language engaging? Are you sending signals that you are open to having others engage with you? I believe this last one is probably the most important one. Did they hear anything that would make them remember you? Did you use names as a way to connect? I realize that in the established phase, you may not know everyone's name, but any time that you actually know someone's name, begin to make it a habit for yourself that whenever you can use someone's name in a meeting, in a conversation, or even in a Q&A portion of the presentation, that is always a way to connect. Is the tone of your voice pleasing to the ear? Are you articulate and calmly confident in your speech? Is your introduction worth remembering? The established phase is a collection of all of these first impressions that come together and affect whether or not you're moving forward or whether you're stuck in that neutral zone. Remember we talked earlier about what I call the chasm of missed opportunity? I want you to take a look even closer this time, because do you notice the megaphones? The bullhorns that both of these people have? Well, that's not a luxury. That's not a luxury we often get in the established phase of our brand. Most people will not feel comfortable enough coming to us to tell us whenever we're missing some opportunities about this particular phase. That's why it's more important than ever for us to really think about, what kind of impact am I having in the established phase of my brand? So let's talk about C. Amy Cuddy has a new book that's just come out called Presence. I highly recommend her topic. If you are not an avid reader, this may not be the book for you, and in that case, I would recommend that you find her TED Talk. She talks all about some of the tips in the neuroscience behind what you can do to make sure that when you are entering a room, you are walking into a situation with strength, and that people see a very strong you that shows up at that moment. The book is written by a Harvard professor, so sometimes it's a little difficult to get through, but it has a lot of really good information. You might find the video just as helpful, depending on your time. How do you make others feel? There is another book that I recommend. In fact, I recommend this book even more than the one I have co-authored myself called Unleash Your Best Self. This book, The Silent Language of Leaders, talks all about whether your body language is congruent with your message. Because see, that's where the whole issue of feeling comes in. You know when you meet someone right away and you say, okay, I like them, I get that. And then you meet someone else and you say, I'm not too sure about that. I'm not sure if I can trust them. Well, that's because of the disconnect. The disconnect between what is being said and the other nonverbals that we are gathering. This book does an excellent job of distilling that down, and it is easy to read. We talked about the relevance factor earlier, and for my own specific efforts to stay relevant, I easily consume 50 books a year, trying to stay current and up on what's happening in the business front, what's happening in self-help, what's happening in neuroscience, and of course, systems thinking. And of all the books that I have found over the past 2 years, this is one of my favorite books, even today. Then, what do they hear? I want to dive into this issue of the power of introductions. And before you continue with this lesson, I want you to think about how you introduce yourself right now, and then jot down a couple of bullet points about it. Pause this recording right now for a moment so you can make some notes to yourself. How do you introduce yourself right now? Whether it's in a meeting or whether you've met somebody face to face. Okay, now that you have that down, I want to show you the difference between what I see people do and where we can make it stronger. I've seen thousands and thousands of introductions at this point. Issue number one, many people rush through their name, and they will simply say something going so fast that you cannot even get their name. Hello, my name is Kimberly Faith. Hello, my name is John Smith. Hello, my name is... and on it goes. Instead, we can pause. Hello, my name is Kimberly, Kimberly Faith, or simply, my name is Kimberly Faith. And then pause for a moment before we go on to the next sentence. Find that moment for you. Most people do not share anything that makes them memorable. I will give you some ideas about that. And then, of course, this is the one that I hear the most. Most people introduce themselves by sharing their title and how many years they have been there at the company or at the division. Here's one of the biggest takeaways I want you to note for the established phase. These are missed opportunities. Please remember, I'm sitting there looking at you eye to eye. Please remember that you are more than your job title. You are more than your job title. It does not define you. It is not necessarily your brand. You are more than that. If I could inspire you to believe and understand, and more importantly, embrace the fact that you are more than your job title, then that will go a long way in moving you along the established phase. The other comment I want you to remember is from Jeff Black, a world-renowned communications expert that I work with. You only have a minute to win it. 60 seconds, folks. That's all. When we meet someone new, when we introduce ourselves at a meeting for the first time, when we have a precious 60 seconds to be able to define for them whether or not they should remember what we have to say. Please use it as the precious real estate that it is. So if you have to share your tenure, because I have a lot of people who really, really get stuck on this fact, they believe that they have to share how many years they've been there. Well, if you feel compelled to do that, then at least do it creatively. If you've been there 25 years, do the math and find out. I've invested over 50,000 hours of my life in the success of this company. How did I find that number? I took 25 years times an average of 40 hours a week times 50 weeks. Whatever the number is, that's one possible fun way for you to introduce yourself. The other one is that you've been there 10 years, let's say. You could say something like, I've been here long enough to earn a bachelor's, master's, and PhD, so I guess that means, and you can fill in the blank for your own personality. If you have not been there a long time, you can downplay the whole issue of, I've only been here for a little bit of time. Instead, by focusing on the collective experience that you bring to the table. So I want to talk to you right now. If you've been at your organization for less than 5 years, please do not apologize for that. So many times when people introduce themselves to me, they're like, oh, well, yeah, I've only been here for 3 years, or I've only been here for a year. It's almost like they're apologizing for having a new perspective. And I want to shake them and I want to say, no, that is wonderful. I can't tell you how many corporations I work with need that fresh perspective. So instead of downplaying the amount of time if it's less than 5 years, use that as an advantage to build your brand. That companies need the fresh perspective that you bring to the table. Here's a challenge for you as you think outside of your job title. Look for collective impact numbers, such as, I've trained over 23,000 leaders in the past 2 decades. Or total up the number of deals that you've managed, and you can say something like, I've been involved with deals totaling $10 million. Look for how many hours you've dedicated, how many customers you've touched. There's always an impact number somewhere collectively in what you've done. How many employees have you impacted? It depends on the job that you're in. It depends on the industry that you're in. But impact numbers speak volumes, and they can establish credibility in your introduction within that 60-second time frame. Look to your brand words for what you bring to the table, and you can even include that in your introduction. I've seen someone say something like this. I could tell you all about what I do in accounting, but instead I want you to remember me as a data detective because I search for the message in the numbers and you are going to need that in what you have to do over these next 6 months. She was creative. She was creative in the way she delivered what her job title was and did it in a way that people always remembered her. And then don't be afraid to mention something memorable outside of work as long as you bridge it to why they should care now. It's always been disheartening to me when I hear people say, well, Kim, there's really nothing memorable about me. I'm just ordinary. It takes me a couple of questions, and then I can get up to 7 whys, and by the 7th one, I will find a nugget that makes them different. So this next one I'm going to share with you is exactly that. I've walked up to a group of women, and they said, we've done nothing interesting. After several questions, I found out that one of them had just completed her 10th marathon the weekend before. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm certainly not out there running that many marathons. That was impressive. And she said, well, I don't know how to use that. Ah, if you have something like that, here's what I shared with her. You could easily say something like this. You might find it interesting that I just completed my 10th marathon. The tenacity, endurance, and discipline it took to make that a reality is exactly what I bring to this company in the position of dot, dot, dot. You see, it isn't just sharing information about what you do outside of work for the sake of interest. It's about bridging it to the value you bring to the table. Here's another one because I actually work with a lot of veterans. This particular veteran finally was able to say this about herself. I am proud of the 10 years I served as a colonel in the military. I bring that same dedication, drive, and leadership excellence to the acquisition challenge we face today. Wow. I've used all of these techniques with both men and women to figure out how they could establish their minute to win it. You have to do it in a way that's authentic and that's comfortable for you, but I want you to know that it is possible, and it goes a long way in establishing and building power in that established phase. You want to give people a reason, a compelling reason, to remember you, and that's what you're after. So invest some time thinking about the value that you bring. You're now going past the core brand words that I asked you to do earlier, and now you're thinking about, how do I segue to my introduction? Make the most of your chance to make an impression. Because the thing is that we need to prepare ourselves now. You need to prepare yourself now so that you're ready when the next opportunity comes up. I could share story after story of senior leaders, executive leaders, top officials, where somebody had a chance to meet them, but because they were not ready ahead of time, they missed the opportunity. They were too nervous to establish their value. And remember, just like I've been talking about the neutral zone, it's not that they did poorly and they did not necessarily move backwards, but they certainly did not move forward. They just stayed in that neutral zone, coasting right along. So the action item for today is to download the worksheet with ideas about how to introduce yourself in a variety of settings. I find sometimes it's helpful to hear what other people have done. Please make a note to yourself that the established stage is a great time to update your LinkedIn profile. Take a look at your picture. Is it sending the message that you want? Take a look at your summary, at your titles. LinkedIn is like a billboard, my friend, a billboard for your personal brand, and I want to encourage you to use it. When we don't use that personal billboard, it's a missed opportunity. As we end our lesson today, I want to remind you, every time we start with a new position, a new department, a new company, we start again at that established phase to freshen up before we move on to the next one. I look forward to seeing you in lesson 2.